to share with you a few more topics. I would like to run through a few more topics. I want to run through a few more topics in the laws of Pesach from the Sefer Oitzer Machmadim. Okay, short topics. Just to run through some of the basic yisoides. There's a very interesting topic of matzah that is baked Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Now it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Today, someone just mentioned over here that it costs $33 a pound. Is that what it costs? $25 a pound. $25 a pound. $25 a pound of matzah. And that's matzah. Now, when was that matzah baked? That matzah was baked probably before Hanukkah.
After first. I don't buy matzahs unless it's baked after
first. How do you know? There's no date.
What? On 36th Street.
You don't know when the matzah is baked. It could be available. There was some last year. They have surplus from last year. They put away. I don't know how they keep it fresh. But
Hanukkah goes to the stores. Out of town.
Okay, technically, so the truth is, there's a Rashi. There's brought that in Shulchan Aruch, and it comes from Rashi. Rashi, not only Rashi, the many Rishonim. Rashi is very explicit. Rashi wrote Tshuvas, by the way. There's a sefer called. I remember the sefer. Rashi writes very carefully. His sheet is also brought in the Machz Vitri, but it's more explicit in this Tshuvas. You are not yoytze with the mitzvah of achilas matzah if the matzah has not been baked after Pesach, after chatzos on erev Pesach. You're not yoytze. You're wasting your time, because the pasuk says le sishchat olav chametz, but instead matzo si ochel
l'sochal olav chametz
shivasim toichal olav matzos. So from the pasuk it's mashma that the zman of preparing the matzah begins at the time when you shecht the korban Pesach. When is the zman of shchitas korban Pesach? Erev Pesach achar chatzos. Now today all the matzah factories are open. They make big money on this type of matzah. What? Big money.
$10
a matzah, which comes up to how much a pound?
15 years ago.
How much a pound? They probably make on a pound $100 a pound, okay? Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You want to buy matzah, so first of all, you can't even get. This is like, you have to have Chazaka special order. You have to have pulley. Who knows what you have to have? You have to have some connection to get them, because it's very limited how much matzah they can make Erev Pesach Chatzos. And this is called Matzah's Mitzvah. And this is something which, according to many Rishonim, it's not only Rashi, hold that this is the only mitzvah that you can be yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah with. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down, this is what should be done, but then it goes on to say that it's a nice thing to do. Halacha l'maaseh, so we don't do it because we don't pass it like this. It's a chumrah, it's a chumrah which we don't pass it.
It's impossible. How can you?
Not almost impossible.
Make so much matzah.
If this would be the halacha, we would get it done. We would somehow manage to get. We wouldn't have vast quantities of matzah, but somehow we would somehow figure out a way. We would figure out a way to get it done. Oh, not so simple. So he brings down here. I can't remember all the details. All the details, and not some hold. Okay, let me read you some. Let me read you some things over here. Okay, the Torah. I'll read you the Torah. Okay. The Torah writes, "Ein maschilin lehisasek bepas biyudalad." You don't begin to prepare for the bread of yudal ad achar vav shoyis until after chatzos. The isa b'teshuva is brought out in the teshuva. I think he's referring to the teshuva of Rashi. Ma'isa b'yachad sh'ofa matzah is koydim dalad shoyis. Someone baked matzah like in the morning or like us before Chanukah. The osru rabo seinu hamatzah. And the Rabbanan said the matzah is osur. It seems like in ancient times where they didn't have, it wasn't like today, where everything has to be prepared way in advance, the matzah is osur. You can't use a matzah for your mitzvah. The iskish le Pesach, the matzah is compared to carbon Pesach. The kevan that Pesach ain't a nishkat elo mizvav shol sulamala, af matzah came, period. Aval, why are we lenient? Rabbeinu Eliezer HaGadol, who does not say who this is, Rabbi Shmuel HaKoyen Hitiru Mater. Ach lechatchila, the Torah writes, yesh lizoher mishum. Now here are the key words. Mishum chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So halacha, yesterday we discussed the term of zecher lemikdash, that the concept zecher going to mikvah erev yomtiv, zecher lemikdash. So here's another catchphrase, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. According to some rishonim, namely Rashi, lo yotza period, unless the matzah was baked during this month when the shechitas Pesach begins. Halacha l'maisa, we don't paskin like this sheet of Rashi. But we still do it, if you can, because of a new principle, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Now is the zman of the preparation for the Korban Pesach, and with Pesach is al matzah is umirorim yochluhu, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, to get a hold of a piece of matzah that was baked at that point in time. Now what's really interesting is, not this year, but when Pesach is chal yes v'erev Pesach, when erev Pesach is chal yes b'shabbos, so then, when is shechitas ha-Pesach? On Shabbos, the Shechitas Pesach is doich Shabbos, but not afiyas matzah. So when then do you first begin to bake the matzah according to Rashi? That's really what Rashi's tshuva is mentioned. When then at night? So they taka do that. I think they taka do that. They still do that today. Is that when erev Pesach shchalios b'Shabbos, the matzah factory is opened mitzoy Shabbos, and it was Yom Tov. And they bake the matzahs. That's a delay. Because you can't start your Seder then until you bring home your matzahs, so you can start your Seder after you first get your matzahs. It's a very big chiddush. Now, by the way, the one who says the Mordechai also holds like this. The Mordechai and the Shmuley Leket, that they hold, I'm literally over here. Kasa, read over here. The Or Zorua writes, Kasa Rashi Shein Lafos Matza Ashal Mitzah B'Yudalid Kodim Chatzais. Okay, Kesheim Shein Shechtem Esa Pesach Kodim Chatzais. Midi Ishkes Matzal Pesach Ulatame De Rashi Afilu B'Diavet Emafik Kodim A Pesach Psula Midi Ishkes Matzal Pesach Ulatame De Rashi Afilu B'Diavet Emafik Kodim A Pesach Psula Oysa Matza Lots Boyidi Chalos Matza Shal Mitzah Miad Midi Dehave A Pesach Shenishchat Kodim Chatzais Sheposol. Velesa, the Or Zeruah disagrees with Rashi. The Tanya Behegya b'Toisefta the Bibsachim, the Yoitzim b'Matzo Yeshana. Okay, so over here, the reason why we don't follow this chum is we follow the sheet of the Toisefta, okay, which says Matzo Yeshana. Matzo Yeshana means matzo that was made before Yudalid. She also mitchilah she Pesach, and so paskins the Mordechai, and so paskins the Shibulei Haleket, that we don't paskin like the Shita of Rashi. Okay, fine. Now, next issue. There's another chumra. Another chumra is the Shita of the Bach. The Bach says, even though Taka, we don't paskin like Rashi, and you can have your matzah that was baked before Chatzos or Pesach, but if the matzah was baked more than 30 days before Pesach, lo yotza. Purim. Purim is a zman. Why? It's no different than the mitzvah of sukkah. If you build a sukkah, you make the schach for the sukkah more than 30 days before Pesach, says in the Gemara, tzorich l'chadesh ba'davar. You have to be mechash because a sukkah that's made more than 30 days cannot be l'shem mitzvah sukkah. The zman has not yet arrived. Even if your kavana, according to many rishonim, is l'shem mitzvah sukkah, stama zay you make a sukkah, sure not. But if you make a sukkah with more than 30, the zman chi of sukkah has not yet arrived. It says in the Gemara, could be so Yushalmi, also Yushalmi, she sukkah she asa'o lamid yoim koidim achag, even if it was made l'shem sukkah, the Yushalmi. Tzorich l'chadish ba'dava, you have to eat a little bit more schach, toich lamed yoim. The Bach says, that maybe when it comes to a sukkah, you can eat a little bit more schach. But bread, matzah, what do you mean with chadish? It's hard like a rock. Once you bake the matzah, and the matzah is in the box, and it's wrapped up, and it's sitting on top of your bookcase, that's it! There's nothing to be mechadish. The Mela matzah must be baked within 30 days of Pesach. That would put the entire industry out of business. Because a lot of matzah is made way before 30 days before Pesach. It's made from Chanukah, not before from last year Chanukah. Forget about this year Chanukah.
No, now they're starting around Thanksgiving.
We came with the matzah, le shaykh inyin chal chiddush. So this is the chiddush of the Bach. Halacha l'maisa, the Chayk Yaakov, he holds that we don't paskin like this. Reva Chayim, Shev Shalafas, and before we know we don't paskin like this. And therefore, he writes the Chayyim Lechayyim Yesh Lo Hakel Bezeh. Listen to this, the Chayyim Yaakov Beshas Hadchak. Beshas Hadchak, you can be makom. V'tikuh El Yeraba. Now, believe it or not, the El Yeraba. This is the Mishnah Berurah course. El Yeraba. V'gal Pichadosh Birish B'di'eved Ein Iku Bezeh. It's okay, B'di'eved. It's only B'di'eved. V'chin Pasak B'Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't have to be within 30 days, but the impression you get, it's only a B'di'eved. That's the way we paskin. Now, you also mentioned over here this halacha being machmir of the chumra of Matzos Mitzvah. The Beis Yosef says, Beis Yosef. Okay, the lefish das harishayim, which means Rashi, she'ein lefayis kaidim chatzoyis hayom shal Pesach, hu hadin deshor hamatzoyis she'ochlem b'chol yimei Pesach, ein lafayisim rak be'era Pesach ki lechilgu bein matzah lematzah. Okay, so the base, the mechaber writes, if you follow the chumra of Rashi, that you bake the matzos erev Pesach achatzoyis, doesn't make a difference the matzos he eat l'shem mitzvah derais of matzos mitzvah and the matzos eat the entire 7 days of Pesach. If you want to get a mitzvah of achilas matzah, you know, you only mechuyev the night of Pesach. The rest of Pesach, you know, mechuyev, but for every kazayis matzah eat during Pesach, you mekayim a mitzvah. According to the Beis Yosef, if you not mekayim a mitzvah throughout the 7 days of Pesach, if that matzah was not baked after Chatzos Erev Pesach, you're not going to get a reward in the next world for eating matzah, because there's really no difference between the matzah's midst of the night and the regular matzahs. That's the Chiddush of the day. So the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says the Chumrah of matzah's mitzvah is only for the matzahs of the Seder, but not for the matzahs of the rest of Pesach. The Ramah, not in the Ramah, but in the Darkei Moshe, Haminug b'medinas elu lolush matzah shal mitzvah achatzos yudalit avo shor matzos oifin koydim lozeh v'lo re'isi chshum chashash b'vazeh. So he's mechalik between the matzos to eat the rest of Pesach and the matzos to eat the blel of the Seder. There is where there is a hiddur of having it baked l'shem matzos mitzvah. Okay, now related to this inyan, this is very interesting halacha. You ever go to a matzah baking factory, you see that they sometimes sing. Now, not only should you sing, there's a minute to recite the entire Hallel. Yeah. To mamish, recite the entire Hallel. Ad de kach, that in the Hasidim of Chernobyl Hasidim, their minig is to make this Ad Hayom Azeh is Erev Pesach, Ach Chatzos, when you bake matzah, to say Hallel with a bracha. Hafle v'fella. With a bracha, Zeicher l'migdash. Like we said yesterday, Zeicher l'migdash. Ad kedekach, someone has suggested that this, that we have a minog, this is controversial, this is a big machlokes, this is a big source of contention, is to say halal at night in the Beis HaKnesses with a bracha. Where does that come from? So a lot of lumdis is you have to say halal with a tzibur, to say halal home. Some say that the halal that you say in the Beis HaKnesses with a bracha is really the Hallel that is said at the time of Shechitas HaPesach. The Hallel you say at the Seder is Hallel of the Seder. But you also have to say Hallel when you shech the Karban Pesach. So in ancient years ago, when they baked the matzos Erev Pesach, that's when they said the Hallel with the bracha. But since today most of us don't have an opportunity to go to the matzah factory and bake matzos and to say halal with a bracha as we bake the matzos, so we delay the recital of halal that should have been said erev Pesach mechatzos after until after davening at night. So it's a delayed halal. It's a delayed halal. But if you would be from the minute of the Chernobyl and you would go to the matzah factory on Erev Pesach after Chatzos and you would say halal with the bracha, there is no place for you to say halal again with the bracha at night after you finish.
There's a different reason for that. Because we don't say halal with the bracha at the Seder.
Okay, no. Ein Ochram, you're giving a different lumdis. So you're saying then you say three halals. You say a halal when you bake the matzahs. And you say halal in the Beis HaKnesses with the bracha after davening, or part of Ma'ariv. And then when you go home, at the Seder, you say halal nochamol, you say halal again without a bracha because you're mafsik v'chulu. No! It's mashma that the halal, that if you were to be from those who say halal Erev Pesach today, after Chatzos, when you're baking the matzah baking factory, there is no mokoim for you to say halal with the bracha at night.
What?
Because the halal that you're saying at night in the Beis HaKnesses really is the halal that should have been said in the afternoon. Oh, in the Chanami.
But what I'm saying is that why don't we say halal at the Seder with the bracha?
That's another issue. That's another issue. But that's a different halal.
Because you're breaking
you're
it up.
Dying, yeah, you're
dying. That's so another issue.
What you're doing is you're saying in shul,
But let me ask you a nafkamina. I understand that, but who says you should do that? Is that the correct reason why you're saying halal in the Beis HaKnesses with the bracha? Or maybe this is a new idea, and that's how we understand it. Most of us never heard of this idea that you should say halal when you bake matzahs Erev Pesach Achatzos. You never heard of this idea. The answer is no. That idea also is not necessarily true. You're not supposed to be saying halal. Halal was said in the Beis HaKnesses when they brought the Korban Pesach.
Right.
But being that the matzahs, according to Rashi and other Rishonim, that the matzahs that you bake achar chatzos is directly connected to the Korban Pesach, so therefore it's an opportunity to say the halal that you would be saying in the Beis Hamikdash with the Shechitas HaPesach, since the two are interlinked one another. Ad kedei kach that you're not yotzei matzahs mitzvah with matzahs that are baked before Erev Pesach chatzos. That's how much the matzahs that you bake Erev Pesach is tied to the Korban Pesach. Since they're so interconnected, you can even now say the halal with the bracha. Oh, so why taco don't we don't do this? Because we don't pass it like this. But many of us do say halal at night in the Beis HaKnesses. So he over here suggests, is the halal that you're saying in the Beis HaKnesses at night really is a delayed halal of what we really should have been saying in Acher Chatzos when we bake the matzahs. Lemai nafkemina is that now if you were to go to a matzah baking factory Erev Pesach Chatzos and you would bake matzahs and you would say halal with the bracha, you would not be allowed to say halal at night in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a bracha levatola. You're introduced. There's a new law on this, to saying halal in the Beis HaKnesses at night. It's to get the bracha that you really should have said by the Seder. Right. That's a whole different approach. Mm-hmm. And according to that approach, Einach Nami, you would theoretically come out with recitation of halal three times. One at Pesach when you make the matzahs, one at night in the Beis HaKnesses with the bracha, and then when you go home and you say halal in the Seder without a bracha. Okay, that's another idea. Okay, another halacha about matzahs, very important halacha, that some hold that any mitzvah which you do, which you you require to do medin lochem, you have to acquire with kinyan kesef. This is the sheet of the Machan Ephraim. The Machan Ephraim says, any mitzvah, shekol mitzvah, sheyesh bo din lochem, like esrog and like matzah, shetzarch liyos sheloi davka, v'lavach and yaitzah. So how do you acquire something? We halacha lemais to do kinyan meshicha. That's the common way to do it. Kinyan meshicha, according to many, is a kinyan derabbanan. A kinyan deoraisa is kinyan kesef. It's a kinyan deoraisa. Kinyan meshicha, it's machloik, is a deoraisa derabbanan. Memela, when it comes to the mekayim a mitzvah deoraisa of matzah, you should acquire your matzah midin kinyan kesef. So when you go to the matzah factory, you have to pay kesef. Not credit card. Not check. And not just take it. Meshicha, you do meshicha. I give you a check. I give you a credit card. And I take the matzah. I do meshicha. I take it to my rishus. I do chotzer. I take it into my home. I take it into my chotzer. Some hold that you should be bedavka with kinyan kesef. Now kinyan kesef, by the way, you don't need to pay the full amount. You can pay even a pruta and everything else, zakva and a lob milva. But at least the way to acquire something is, if you want to go acquire something that's worth $1 million and you give the buyer a pruta and he takes the pruta, that's kinyan kesef min atoira. You now own the object that's worth $1 million, and the remainder is zakva and a lob milva. So when you buy your matzah, there is such a kahidr is you may pay credit card. $300, $400 for your family, of who knows how much matzah you're buying for your whole family, but at least a small fragment of the matzah you give kesef, not dollar bills, because dollar bills are shtar, problematic, not credit card. You give a quarter. Give a quarter, or you give those coins, the coins, because that's more value. You give silver dollars, so you give real kesef, real kinyan kesef, a matbea that has chashivas in the government. Give those dollars that come out of the subway machines. The gold, go get you. You charge your subway your gold dollars. You give a dollar. There's a din of kinyan kesef. This is a chumrah that most of us have not heard of. But Machan Ephraim brings down over there such a thing. However, he does go on to say that If you do kinyan chatzer, it should be no worse. If you own your house and everyone is coming to your suda for your seder and they're coming into your bayis and you bring the matz into your chatzer, kinyan chatzer also deraisa. So even though you pay by credit card or by check and you take the matz into your chatzer, that's also kinyan deraisa. That l'chayu should be sufficient even according to my number. It's only when you're not eating in your chatzer, you're going to a hotel. If you take the matzah with you to a hotel, or you're going to a guest, you're a guest at someone else's house, and you bring the matzah, so you don't have kinyan chatzer, so then you're relying upon someone giving it to you, so he's going to be machne to you, kinyan meshicha. It's a chumrah.
You're paying the hotel,
so you're giving them kesef, so you're paying them also for the matzah. Okay, this is just something. This is an interesting chumrah that we don't have elsewhere. Okay, let's talk about maror, very quickly, maror. What kind of maror is the ideal maror to use? The Mishnah says there are five different types of maror. Which maror is ideal? So he has a very long discussion. The two common types of maror are chazeres, which basically means lettuce, and chrein. He traces the history, he says the ikur maror is lettuce. The only reason why, historically, chrein, what?
In Europe.
Because there was no lettuce. Or there were different times when the lettuce was infested with bugs. And therefore it was impossible to properly clean the lettuce, so therefore chrein became an option. But why is chazeres better than mar? Because the Gemara says it starts out sweet and turns bitter later in its development. This is symbolic of the Shibur Mitzrayim. It started out sweet. Now why was it sweet? How could it possibly be that the shibud started out sweet? Most people don't know this answer to this riddle.
The shibud itself started out sweet. Because Paro first started by sweet talking.
No, go further. It's very important to understand this. You say why it's called sweet. They were paid for their labor.
They were maskim to do it.
Not maskim. They were paid. They were simply paid. They were forced to do work, but we're going to pay you very well. Everyone has to participate. It says over here, and then he explains over here. They were forced to do slave labor. It wasn't obviously in the very beginning slave labor. You're going to work, but we're going to pay you very well. You're going to be paid for your work. That's shibud, but it's sweet. Nene migias kapoy. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to have a job and to work. There's nothing more satisfying in life than to have a real job where you do skill labor and you're paid, you're compensated for your skills and your labor. I mean, what greater sweetness in life is there than that? On the other hand, it was a shibud. This was a fulfillment of the shibud. Va'avodim the idei yos v'arba me'ashana. It turned bitter when Pyro said, guess what? You're not being paid. There's no more pay. That's it. Budget cuts. And you're going to continue to work. Fascinating. That's rach v'soifei kasha. Only chazeres has that quality where lettuce or romaine lettuce starts out sweet and becomes bitter later on. Now there is a chumra of the chazonish. And everyone quotes chumra of the chazonish says that if the chasa, we don't pass like this, but if the chasa, the lettuce that you're eating has absolutely no taste of bitterness, you're not yaitza. The lettuce that you eat must have a small tinge of bitterness to be yotze, even though it's very little. Later in its development, if you let the chasa sit in the ground for a long period of time, it will become very bitter. But at least now it must have some small degree of bitterness in order for it to be called in halacha morar. All of the achreinim and its mashim, the gemara and other farshim, paskin not like the chazonish. If the lettuce,
not bitter, but that's why I know by a lot of yekis they use endive.
Oh, endive, they use endive.
Endives are not bitter at all.
Okay, there's another reason. We'll come to another reason. Another reason that. Okay, but we don't paskin like this, and therefore, if the lettuce or the. Okay, I think the minig is we use romaine lettuce. Romaine lettuce, some say, does have a tinge of bitterness. I don't know. I don't taste it. I can't detect it. But some said the romaine lettuce are better because there is a small tinge of bitterness. So therefore, you yoitze with the chazanish. Now, what about chrein, horseradish, and endives? So there is a minig that you should use this at least for koirech. In other words, you should divide your time between Maror and Korach. Why? Because it's a Beferisha Targum Yonason Ben Uzziel. The Targum Yonason Ben Uzziel says the Ochlu es Abosa Balaila Hazet Sli Eshu Matzois Al Mirorim Yochluhu. What was the maror that the Jewish people ate in the Midbar? When they left Mitzrayim, it's referish or targum minus when zeal, tamcha the ulshem. Tamcha is horseradish and endives. So therefore, in order, since beferish, you can't deny what it says. What it says beferish in the targum yonasan ben uziel. So there is a minog. In addition to eating a chazeres, which the Gemara says is the best, because yimakayim, it starts out sweet and ends up bitter. But you don't want to ignore what it says in the targum yonasan. So for koirech, which only a zecher, some have a minute to include in their moral a little horseradish and a little some endives.
The words almatzos and yochlu teaches you that you can't be grain because you have to wrap the matzah in the grain. So how could it be pirurim of grain? So it has to be lettuce because the matzah was soft, and you take the lettuce and wrap the matzah in the lettuce.
Right.
And we obviously you put the moror if we use. The grain, you're putting it in
inside
the matzah, it's just the opposite.
Right, yeah. So wrap must be lettuce.
Lettuce. And that's what it's
okay.
So
this is a minute.
That's it.
One quick last idea. Pesach is a zman of chumras. People who are mekel the entire year on many different inyanim. Yes. When it comes to Pesach, we find an inyan where people are machmer. Where does it come from to be machmer? Pumfakei Yeshua, that it would appear that you're not allowed to be machmer. It's a fair shingle where the Gemara says anyone that is machmer on something which there's no room to be machmer is called a hedyot. It comes from the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that you're sitting in the sukkah. You're sitting in the sukkah, and it begins to rain, and you refuse to leave the sukkah. Nikra hedyot, you're called. So look at this. We have the shalosh shugalim, mishnei tzadim. On sukkahs, we have beferish inyan. Don't be a shoita. Don't be a hedyot, and don't be machmer when there's no need to be machmer. Pesach is a zman of chumers. It's a zman where people don't eat in other people's houses. Some don't eat gebrokst, which is a wild chumra, right? You're not getting anything. You don't eat matashuya, things like that. Why are we so machmer on Pesach when Adaraba being machmer on something which is a chumra is nikra hedyot? So the answer, there really is no good answer. He does say at the end, he goes through all these very fascinating part of the chapter here, where he goes through all the makoros of when is the proper to be machmer. And he basically says, that's like this, he says, the Yerushalmi of eating in the sukkah, of being machmer, is when a chumrah there's no cause. If you observe the chumrah, you're gaining absolutely nothing. But when you're observing a chumrah because you might come lidei chashash iser, then there is room for chumrah. Sukkah, when it's raining, there's no mitzvah of sukkah. Sitting in the sukkah, a hedyot. But if you're going to be machmer on products, you're not going to eat in your friend's home because you're not exactly sure what goes on in his kitchen. You're not going to go buy products that you buy in the store because you don't know, you're not sure, there might be a chashash, and there might be chametz. A chumrah that protects you from doing an Avera is legit. It's something which you can be machmer. And b'derech chlal, all of the chumras that we find people observing on Pesach fit into that category. Another thing he says is, the only time you're not allowed to be machmer on chumrah is when it's public knowledge. People observe you being machmer. Excuse me. Thank you very much. A chumrah that's done privately is mutter. A sukkah, tsei midirat keva. Go out of your home. When you go out of your home, then that's a chumrah. But Pesach is a zman of the bayis. It's for the family. Puntah keret is a zman where you don't. It, the whole yom of Pesach all focuses on what you do in your home. What you do in your home is private. It's no one's business. So therefore, adarabah, it's a time to express your love for Hashem by taking upon yourself things which are not normally required of you. Those are two mahalakim of why Pesach is not a chumrah and other Yom Tovim is not. All right, we'll stop here.